This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we've got a lot to talk about, and I know I have to clear my throat. I apologize for the phlegm that you heard in the way beginning. All right, guys, it's very easy to get that kind of gargle in there. I don't think I'm getting a cold. I hope I'm not getting a cold. People always get nervous if their doctor gets a cold. But I got to tell you something. I got these two emails. I received these two emails. I'm sorry. I received these two emails a while back. And this is a great way to open the show. So I'll read them to you, and then I'll tell you what I think. Graciela writes, I believe my doctor is sick. He's lost a bunch of weight and doesn't look right. He's still the best doctor ever, but I don't know if I could ask him if he's okay. What do you think? So what do you do when you have to ask your doctor if they're sick? Then there's another email we'll talk about. This guy's really ticked off. He goes, you talk about us having ADHD, but you doctors have it as well. My doctor yawns and looks away at his computer when I talk to him. Am I boring you? Okay. So let's first talk about what to happen if your doctor is sick. You know, we've lost in my town some doctors who had been around forever, but still young guys, and they died of cancer. And when I talked to patients who told me that the doctor passed, they said he looked bad the last few weeks. He looked bad. And so I get very, very nervous, as you all do, when you hear somebody losing weight. It's not so much losing weight. You pick up when something's wrong. Okay? You could pick up cancer very easily in somebody. You have that evolutionary instinct. Remember I told you my husband had a dog who would bark when he didn't like anybody? And well, actually, this dog, he hardly ever barked. He loved everybody except for one. And one of my husband's best friends would come over, and this dog would just bark at him. He did not want him there. There was something wrong. And my friend Mark, I mean, you know, he was at our wedding. He looked like a slew of health. Fortunately, he had a brain tumor, and he died within a year. So animals pick up cancer. We humans can do that too. And I'm not saying your doctor has cancer, but I can't tell you how many times somebody passes and I knew it. I didn't want to say anything. Okay, say something. And I know you guys are afraid to talk to your doctor. I am. I mean, I'm afraid to say certain things to my doctor. She could increase the speculum size if she's mad at me. Trust me. I want to make sure I keep it on the down low, keep it cool, so I get to go through whatever procedure I need to have as easy as possible. But listen, you have every right as a patient to know if your relationship with your doctor is a very viable, long-standing, stable one. You have every right. So what I do whenever I see somebody lose a lot of weight is, I'm upfront. And I'm like, wow. You know, what diet are you doing? I mean, I notice you've lost a lot of weight. Tell me how. You know, I mean, because my butt's just getting bigger. And when somebody says, I don't know how, I'm just starting to lose weight and I'm a little nervous about it, that's when I go, okay, well, you know, you got to get that checked out. But when somebody goes, yeah, I've been doing P90X and I've been cutting the carbs and I've been, starting to hit the gym a lot more. All right, you know, and then you could see a healthy glow versus a non-healthy glow. Somebody that has cancer or somebody who's sick, you know, to that degree, you could pick up on it. You really can. And many of you guys that unfortunately saw a family member that went through that, you could see it. And it's scary. You could just see it in a picture. You just, you know, you may not notice it right then and there. I remember when my grandmother lost all this weight. And it was like, you knew it. All right? Now, what about your doctor being bored and having ADHD? Some of you guys are boring your doctors. Okay, let's talk about this. Could your doctor have attention deficit? Well, think about it. People with attention deficit, they're pretty smart people. I mean, when somebody suffers from attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, some of these kids are some of the smartest kids. So I wouldn't be surprised if many of them become overachievers and they decide to go to medical school. I was on the Simon Conway show yesterday in Des Moines, Iowa, WHO, and he was talking about how he thinks he has attention deficit, and I told him I think I have hyperactivity. So I'm the peanut butter in his chocolate bar or whatever. So I was hyper as a kid. That's what got me through school. So I have an attention deficit. It's a symptom of very much so sometimes very high intelligence. So the only problem is as a physician, you really need to pay attention. If you don't pay attention, you're going to miss something. So the yawn, listen, if he was up all night on call, he's going to yawn. If he didn't get good sleep because patients were calling him in the middle of the night because the condom broke and they wanted Plan B or they wanted Viagra, all right, he's going to be yawning and he's not going to be the most focused. So I wouldn't start getting mad at him if he did that because of the patients he was taking care of in the middle of the night or going to the hospital for. But, you know, you're bringing up a good point. Where I think our computers are a huge distraction, okay? I couldn't stand the fact that I had to look at a computer if I was dealing with the patient, which is why I am very, very grateful that I am now working as a teacher at Toro, and I never had to go through the whole rigmarole of the electronic changeover because I like to look at a patient's eyes. I don't like to look at a computer. And now everything's about a computer, and these computer programs are such a pain in the butt because you got to click and you got to type and you got to et cetera, that it forces you to look away from the patient. Whereas we were able to look at a patient and then later just jot our notes down on the chart. You know, many of you were upset because the chart notes were illegible, and I understand that. I mean, that stinks. You know, you should be able to, you know, your chart notes should be read. But one of the reasons why they were illegible is because we spent more time and more concentration looking at you than looking down at the chart. Now, computerization forces it to be legible, but it also forces our eyes away from you. So before you get mad, you know, ask him. Go, you know, look, it looks like the computer, you know, is causing a lot of distraction. And he'll tell you, I can't stand it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I have medical news to get to. I know it's shocking, but yeah, there is. There's some medical news. Not really earth-shattering news, but we got some news to tell you. But some of these emails I've received are really worth talking about. And one of you had emailed me 2 weeks ago when we were discussing a doctor shortage, etc. And you had a couple kids, and one of which likes medicine a little. And you asked me, what is the quickest and easiest way to become a doctor? And then you corrected yourself and said, well, somebody who could prescribe. So, I mean, I read between the lines, okay? My guess is you want to have a doctor in the family or a medical provider in the family because you don't think you're going to be able to get medical access when you want to. And, I mean, very, very smart. What's it when we were younger, we all talk about how you always need a mechanic in the family, you need a lawyer in the family, you need, and then a doctor in the family. So I would really caution you for pushing a child to go into medicine if they don't have a passion for it, because it's not easy. But to answer your question, there are less lengthy ways to become a practitioner of medicine if desired, okay? I think medical school and osteopathic school is obviously the longest path, you know, because after high school and college, then you have to go through 4 years of medical school, and then, of course, the residency. You can't just go to medical school and start practicing. You need to, in most states, to get licensed to a residency, and the residency is like an apprenticeship. So for me, I went to medical school in UNR, School of Medicine in Reno, okay? And then I did my last year at UCLA, and I explained how that happened. Because, you know, I couldn't find a husband, and I had to move to LA to do that. And that's, you know, but it's, we don't have to go into too much detail. Okay? My husband does not know why I ended up in California. He knows I was there. He doesn't know the reason. It's because I dated everybody in Reno. And nobody offered him to marry me. So I asked my dean to let me do my last year at UCLA. I had the grades to do it, and I did my last year at UCLA, which was great. And then I went back to Reno to graduate. But I got a husband. I know, you see, mission accomplished. I tell you, what I set out to do, I do. I there's no poop about that. I get done what needs to get done. All right, so basically, so I started medical school. Okay, so from high school, so I was 18 when I started college, and I went to UNLV. Then, from 18 to 22 years old, I finished UNLV. I graduated honors, all right, and cum laude, I think, also. I know. Yes, you can get my autograph. Absolutely, you can get my autograph. I know. I am the poop. Anyway, so I graduated, and then I went to UNR School of Medicine. So by then, I was 22, 23 years old. By the time I got done with my 4 years of medical school, I was about 27. Right? No. Something doesn't make sense. I was younger than that because I got pregnant when I was 28. I don't know. No, because I did a residency. Okay, anyway, I opened up my practice before I was 30 years old. All right, let's just say that. So, no, that's not true because I'm only 44. I really can't do the math. Okay, you know what? It was a lot of years. So 4 years high school, 4 years college, 4 years medical school, then 3 years residency to become a family doctor. So that's how I did it. So, and I was one of the younger ones because I went straight through school. So before you, talk a child into, you know, going for medicine, you want to make sure that they are okay with not finishing till they're close to 30. And, of course, I don't know how old your kids are. I mean, some of your kids are already starting out 24, 25 years old. Now, mind you, I really couldn't give a heart and doot how old I was because all of us turn 30. All of us turn 40 one day. So, you know, I would never say I wasted my youth because I had such a great time. In fact, some of my peeps from medical school are getting together tonight. Damn, it's going to be good for some middle age. I'm afraid for them to see me because they're going to be like shocked. And we're like, oh, man, you're old. But we had such a good time. We were so young. We knew to have fun. And I look at my youth as being, yeah, you know, maybe it would have been nice to sleep in. Maybe it would have been nice not to smell of a cadaver. But I don't regret anything I did. But that's a lot of years. Same thing with osteopathic school. All right, you have residency, you have boards. It's very easy for you to have 11 years postgraduate training at the bare minimum. And that's not even then including if you want to be a surgeon or a specialist. Now, there are physician assistants and nurse practitioners. Those still require a lot of schooling, okay, because you go through college. Many of them require a college degree. You used to not have to have a college degree to become a PA, but now most schools require a college degree, so there's already 4 or 5 years. And then you have 2 to 3 years post-college training. So you're still looking at about, at you know, close to 8 years of school. And then, of course, apprenticing. However, it is less than medical school. And many PAs are making six figures. So if you have somebody that really, really wants to take care of patients, all right, and I mean, God bless any of you that do, okay, and I never want you to do it for the money, but it's becoming more and more lucrative to become a physician assistant, nurse practitioners too. They still have to have a lot of schooling, but it's less than a medical doctor or osteopathic doctor. If you, I mean, if your son or daughter has a passion for it, it's very interesting. When I interview students for medical school, okay, or I train students on interviews for medical school, I will ask them, all right, you know, why do you want to be a doctor? And they go, oh, well, I want to help people. I go, well, you could help people as a nurse. You could help people as a dental assistant. You could help people as a, you know, why? And they stammer. And I go, is it because of the money? And it's funny. 20 years ago, the answer is, well, yeah, doctors make money. Now the answer is, no. I mean, man, if I wanted to make money, I can make a hell of a lot more money doing something else. Trust me. And it's very interesting because there's many fields now where you're making a heck of a lot more money than a multiple year veteran doctor. So that answer now is luckily out of the, students can't get stumped on that because the answer to that is doctors aren't making money like they used to. Somebody going into medicine, for me to go through all this to make less money than my colleagues or, college peeps, I'm in it for, helping people and saving lives. So that's very admirable. But, you could help people a variety of ways. What you need to do before you decide, okay, well, I want to be a doctor, you need to decide, how do you want to help people? If you want to help people, by holding their hands, being at their bedside, talking to them, okay, showing them the care that you would want to be shown, the nursing field may be your better bet. Because Lord knows these nurses are the ones that are actually spending the time, not that they have the time, but they're the ones spending their time doing that. If your answer, and I tell medical students that, if your answer is, well, I want to do surgery, and I want to be able to, have the autonomy to perform multiple procedures, et cetera, well, then being a surgeon or being in another specialty of medicine would warrant you that opportunity. There's so many ways to take care of people. Teachers take care of people. Counselors take care of people. So my suggestion is, if you do have a child, now we're forgetting the point. Okay, you want to make sure you have access to healthcare. So you want a child in healthcare. That's a whole nother issue. Okay, but yeah, and I don't blame you. I mean, we all want to have a doctor in the family. Trust me, my family has many, many times. My distant family abused that or attempted to abuse that because I'm a phone call away. Trust me, I've been there and I understand that. It's natural to want to have a doctor at your beck and call. I get that. But when it comes to, your child dedicating their life to it, that child will not get through PA school, will not get through nurse practitioner school, will not get through medical school if they don't truly love what they're doing and why they're doing it for. If they're doing it for you, or they're doing it for Quan, or they're doing it for money, you're not going to make it, okay? Because, boy, are you in for a huge dose of reality. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had 2 large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I apologize for the silence. I'm just a little dumbfounded that this is a medical headline. Apparently, tanning, okay, this is a medical headline, tanning may be linked to skin cancer. Okay, no, this isn't 1954. This year, 2016, this is a medical headline, people. But I get it. I get it. There are new people out there that have no idea that tanning causes cancer. Okay? I understand There are some people that have been born since the 1950s and the 1960s and 70s, 80s, 90s, and the year 2000s. Okay? In fact, I almost wonder if my sons know about lying out in the sun and getting skin cancer. I mean, you know, my son played football and lacrosse, and he refused to put sunscreen on. And that back of the neck, you know, his neck was getting really, really red. We got some redneck in us. You know, I love our redneck roots. So, you know, his neck was really, really getting dark, and I was really nervous. Yeah, if your truck has three wheels on a good day, you might be a redneck. I forget who we, I forget who is, like, the most stereotypical of that in my family. There's also, oh, I also like this one here. If the best man to your wedding is your mother's armadillo, you might be a redneck. They had a pet armadillo. And so, we'll talk about that another day. Okay, anyway, so my son's neck was getting really, really dark, really, really red. And so I'm nervous about that, okay? You know, because of skin cancer. And he can't examine his neck. And if his barber later, when he goes to the barber, you know, because my kids refuse to go to a salon to get their hair done, because I'm like, you know, just come with me. I'll have my, you know, Jerry or Eric or whatever do your hair. No, I'll go to Supercut, so I'll go to a barber, or I'll have Dad do it. I'm like, oh, really? Come on, guys. Who's going to check their neck? And I'm their mama, and they don't let me touch them. You know, I'm like, oh, look at that, look at that little beak. Check for skin cancer. They won't let me touch them now. It sucks. I'm their mommy. They wanted me to change their diaper just a few years ago, but now that they're big teenagers and big boys, mommy can't touch their neck and do mole patrol to look for cancer. That's a huge problem. I'm their mama. I should be able to do whatever I want. Anyway, I'll have my girlfriend check. Oh, your girlfriend doesn't know, Jack. I'll talk to your girlfriend. Now I got to teach your girlfriend medicine. That's what scares me. I went to medical school. I have all this medical knowledge, you know, to help save my babies and their families. And they're not going to listen to me. They're going to ask their girlfriend, right, who's, you know, sitting there playing Zelda and whatever the heck she's doing. And she's not, I'm going to be like, so I am not going to handle that well. I'm going to be the mother-in-law from hell. I know it. Anyway, okay, let's get to this really earth-shattering breaking medical news. All right, the statistics, unfortunately, when it does come to skin cancer, they are startling, okay? One American dies of melanoma every 52 minutes. So in the next segment of my show, we will have lost another person to melanoma. That's sad. And hundreds to boredom. I get that, okay? Each year, there are more new cases of skin cancer than the combined number, get this, of breast, prostate, lung, and colon cancer cases. They say the statistics are even more tragic because skin cancer is preventable. Now, skin cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in the United States. Now, some of you guys are like, whoa. I thought lung cancer was the most common cancer. Lung cancer is the most common killer of the cancers. Okay? Lung cancer. It's not the most common cancer. Skin cancer is. And there's so many skin cancers. You got basal cell skin cancer. You got squamous cell skin cancer. You got melanoma. Now, this year, they say more than 76,000 people will be diagnosed with melanoma. This melanoma is the most dangerous. We talked about the different skin cancers. You have basal cell carcinoma, which is a little baby, cute, pearly, shiny, adorable little cute pink things, all right, on people's skins that you just want to take your nail and just pick it right out. Those are the basal cell carcinomas, and those are not as deadly. Okay? Because they just kind of, they don't really seem to spread and metastasize. Your squamous cell carcinomas are going to be your more flaky, dry, pinkish, little weird. They start to give you a little weird feeling, and you're like, that looks weird. That's not going away. You keep picking at it, it keeps growing back. Those are most commonly squamous, and squamous can kill you. Squamous can spread. It's not as deadly as melanoma, but squamous cell cancer, we don't mess around. Then you got the melanoma. And that's where you get different colored moles, whether it's red or brown or multiple colors. And we've talked about and we'll review how to screen for skin cancer. That's the deadliest one. Nationwide, more than 2 million people will be diagnosed with other forms of skin cancer. While natural sunlight is still the primary environmental cause of skin cancer, indoor tanning is becoming an epidemic and is the cause of 420,000 skin cases per cancer cases per year. So we need to teach our kids not to go to these I did self-tanning. I baked in the sun. And you think I wanted to use, when sunscreen was coming out in the 80s, you think I wanted to put sunscreen on? No, I wanted to get brown. I wanted to get tan. You guys have seen me. I look anemic. I look like I need 5 transfusions. I'm so white. So you bet your butt I wanted a tan. And I looked good when I was tan. I just did. There's something about, you know, I don't know what it is, but you just look good. And what got me to stop tanning was a couple things. One is it's going to now take a lot more to make me look good now that I'm middle age. Two is I had a pre-melanoma skin cancer on my arm that I cut off myself left-handed, and I sent it for biopsy, and when it came back abnormal, I was like, oh, my gosh. So my dermatologist said, first of all, you should have had me do it because, you know, a left-handed biopsy isn't the prettiest, but, you know, I did the trick. Two is I need to now watch you for melanoma. Oh, man, really? But number three is I started to freckle more. All right? All of a sudden, you go out into the sun, now you get more spots. I don't want to get age spots. I don't want to start looking spotty. So I stay out of the sun, and I use a lot of self-tanner, and I use a lot of makeup. Unfortunately, younger kids, they don't get that, and they want to look good, and they don't understand that white alabaster skin or non-tan skin can be good-looking as well, because it's all about the tan. It's all about looking, you know, good. Anyway, so we need to educate on avoiding, you know, tanning, avoiding prolonged exposure in the sun, and we need to teach about sunscreen. Now, another thing we also forget about is our lips. We need to protect our lips. So I recommend UVB, UVA protection for your lips as well. Like ChapStick now has sunscreen protection on there. They say use sunscreen protection with at least SPF 30, even on cloudy days. See what happens is it's cloudy, so you guys go outside, you don't realize the sun that still comes through. Any of you that live in Florida, you know gosh darn well that no matter how cloudy it is, you'll still burn in the sun. Okay, so Floridians know. They say apply an ounce of sunscreen, which is a palmful, 20 minutes before going outside, and you got to reapply every 2 hours. Wear sunglasses that know how to absorb UV radiation so you don't hurt your eyes. Wear a wide-brimmed hat. I know we look stupid in them, but at least it covers the neck, and it covers your face. You're supposed to wear material that's light, but can cover your arms, etc. Now that, you know, I'm more at risk for skin cancer, I wear long sleeves. And then I guess we're going to have to figure out how to get our vitamin D and how to get the benefits of sunlight a different way. It's a tough one. Don't go away. We'll review how to screen yourself for skin cancer. It's very easy. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Speak, 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 speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so skin cancer is scary. And as you know, it is the number one, I guess, cancer diagnosed in Americans. And we are coming into the nice, sunny, barbecue summer vacation season. And it's going to be honest, I know, because one of my kids is complaining that he's got finals and the other one is just complaining, period. So you know that school is about to get out soon, which I always kind of dread because I really can't hang out with my kids for 3 months. I mean, they drive me absolutely crazy. We went away for a weekend and I was already done. I was like, go back to school. So that's what summer school's for. I love my kids, but leave me alone. So anyway, it's just that they didn't complain. I mean, if they were happy, you know, and if they laughed at my jokes and if they sounded interested in what I have to say, that's something. But for them to just sit there and complain and gripe, do I really want to hang out with them? No, I don't. All right, but we want to go out into the sun. It's our evolutionary instinct to want to get sun. And studies have found that being outdoors and playing outside and being outside is healthy for you. How the hell are we supposed to do that if we are at risk for skin cancer? So instead, we're supposed to wear hats and clothes and lather ourselves up with sunscreen. And it's bothering a lot of us. We don't know how to find a happy medium. We just don't know. And so here we are trying to do what's healthy for us and getting more sunlight, I think, is imperative, but melanoma is one of the deadliest cancers. So we go for the lesser of two evils, less sunlight. And I think that's a huge problem. I think that's why we're obese. I think that's why we're more prone to getting cancer. I think that's why we have more depression and anxiety. I mean, look at this. There's been depression, there's been anxiety, there's been nervous breakdowns, there's been obesity before, but something is really odd. Why do we have such an obesity epidemic with our kids? Why do we have so many adults saying, I am having trouble losing weight? And we really need to do a study. It's a very simple study. Yeah, I mean, although we're going to have dermatologists on standby for the rest of their lives, but we need to do a study where you have a group of people. You have one group of people that basically just do whatever they're doing while they're being obese, being indoors, you know, Facebooking, whatever. Then you have another group of individuals that are forced to go outside for 30 minutes. You can have everybody walk, you know. I mean, so you could have the obese people at home walk on a treadmill. Then you could have, in another study, somebody walk outside. It has to be during sunlight for 30 minutes. And then you have another group that's outside for an hour, okay, walking. Oh, so I guess the middle group would have to be, I mean, everybody has to walk at the same amount of time. So, in terms of exercise, so maybe you have one group walking for an hour on a treadmill indoors, one group half outside, half indoors, and then another group all outside. And then we look at them being able to lose weight. It's very, very difficult to do these studies because everybody's different and everybody's metabolism is different. So you can't go, oh, wow, the people that walked outside for an hour lost the most weight. But you could rule out, and with standard deviations and with statistical analysis, you could get a pretty good idea if those people did better. And that's what we need to find out. I mean, or, you know, you could look at people who worked out in the gym versus people who work out playing tennis outside. Who has an easier time to lose weight? And I will bet all my money, which isn't a lot, okay, I will bet all my credit card debt and my mortgage that the people that are outside lose weight easier and keep their weight off because they are outside. That's my guess. All right, so how to rule out skin cancer, okay? Well, you got to remember, and I've taught you guys this many, many times, it's the ABCDEs of skin cancer. So A, if you have a mole, all right, I want you guys to look at a mole right now that you have, okay? If you can't, let's say, see a mole on your back, have your girlfriend or wife or whatever take a picture of that mole on the back, and then I want you to look at that picture when you do this, okay? And when you look at that picture, I want you to take a look and see, is it asymmetric? Does the mole look funny on one side than the other? If you draw a line between that, you guys remember symmetry in math, right? If you draw a line between a circle, both halves should equal. Unless, of course, you put the line on the other, you know, if you don't cut it in the middle. So if you draw a line in the middle of the circle, both halves should be equal. But if you draw a line through the mole and one side does not look equal to the other, that's asymmetry. Okay? Next, you want to look at the border. Remember, cancer is chaotic. A freckle is not. So a freckle will have a very smooth, round border. Yet cancer doesn't follow a specific guideline on looks because it's chaotic. So the border of a mole won't be nice and smooth, but the border may look a little fuzzy or it may look jagged. Now, if you guys can't tell, well, the mole's too small, so I can't tell. Take a picture and then, again, you know, magnify it. You know how your iPhone, you just spread the fingers apart and magnify it? That's what you have to do. So if the border looks funny, that could be a melanoma. Next C of the ABCD, C is color. So what you want to do is you want to look at the color of it. The color, like a freckle, should be nice and smooth. But if the color has some dark and some light brown and some black and some red, that's a little chaotic when it comes to the color. And it should be uniform. If not, or it has different colors, that could be a melanoma, right? Because some of them have more melanin pigment than others. It's a sign of chaos. And then D is diameter. A mole really shouldn't be above 1 centimeter in size. Now, there are some moles that violate these rules, and we've talked about those. Those are the seborrheic keratoses, where you get big, huge, elevated, large plaques of mole on your back. Those are actually benign, but I don't want you deciding that. Have a doctor decide it. But in general, if you have a mole that has now grown, I mean, if it grows at all, you need to do something. But if there's a mole and you put a pencil eraser over it, and the pencil eraser doesn't really cover it, that's a problem. And that's a large diameter of a mole. And then you have E, of A, B, C, D, E. Now, E could be a variety of things. I learned E is elevation, when you have the mole start to elevate upward. But evolving is another term we use for that. So if the mole is just changing to you, that could be something going on. And then in medical school, I added the word F, okay? I used words with F very frequently in school, but F I like to use as fast. If something just seems to be happening fast with it, or if you look at it and you think of an F word, you need to go get that checked. So those are the A, B, C, D, E's, and F's of skin cancer. Now, many of you are panicked about, okay, well, what will happen? What is the doctor going to do? Well, and it's very interesting because one of you had written me where you heard, okay, this is where you heard, that if a biopsy is done, it's going to make the cancer worse. So we need to quickly talk about this. When does a biopsy make the cancer worse? A biopsy makes the cancer worse if, let's say, you have a tumor on the ovary and it hasn't spread, which how the hell do you know? But it has spread. And you stick a big, huge needle into the abdomen. You try to tap a piece of that tumor. And as you do it, pieces of tumor are flying off of it and landing in the abdomen. That it's called seeding a tumor. That's when you could do that. But if you have a tumor on your skin and we want to take a cut out of it to look at what it is, that's not necessarily going to spread it, okay? Us cutting into a mole isn't going to spread the cancer into the bloodstream because that mole is only alive because it has bloodstream. So it already has access to a blood supply. So you don't have to worry about us biopsying it, getting it into the bloodstream. What we do need to do is if we do suspect melanoma, we need to figure this out super fast. That's another reason why F. F is you need to fastly get that checked out. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.